الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء سيد الكونين إمام الحرمين إمام القبلتين إمام الأتقياء نبي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وآدم بين الماء والطين فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن الكريم والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الدنيا سجن المؤمن وجنة الكافر صدق الله وصدق الرسول ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين أما بعد If ever somebody were to give us something, if ever in our lives we were to work for something, and a person were to ask us, to whom does that thing belong? Then we'll say that it belongs to me. If something is given to us by a beloved, if something is given to us by one that we adore, then it doesn't matter how expensive that thing is. It's going to be treasured. The value that's attached with it is going to be phenomenal. When it is we look at our lives as well, we claim and we say that we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That we adore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we examine our lives, every single thing that we have gotten, it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person give us one thing, and we are ready to love that person for the rest of our lives. Anything that they ask us to do, we are ready to do it. How much of our lives have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given to us? How much are we ready to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How much value is placed in it? One thing, although the item that's given to us has no value, the value is so limited, inexpensive, we treasure it for the rest of our lives. How much things have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us? If it's grabbed and seized from us at this very moment, for the rest of our lives, we are going to live in destruction. What about those things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us that are so ghal, that are so expensive? How much do we treasure those things? How much do we adore those things? How much do we love those things? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in the Holy Quran, He says to humanity, وَلَا تَنْسَى نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. That all people who are living on the face of this earth, وَلَا تَنْسَى, don't forget, I have given you something precious. I have given you something that has so much of value in it. Don't forget it for a single moment. What is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about? The few seconds that He has given us in this life. The few moments that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has presented to us in this life, Allah says, وَلَا تَنْسَى, don't forget it at all. Don't let it just slip away between your fingers. Understand that it is extremely important that you utilize it. That you do what you have to do with it before it's all gone. It's just as the poet says. He says, أَذَانُ الْمَرْءِ حِينَ التِّفْلُ يَأْتِي. He says, the azan of a man, when a newborn child comes, وَتَأْخِيرُ الصَّلَاةِ إِلَى الْمَمَاتِ. He says, when a newborn child comes into this world, the sunnah, his azan is called out in his right ear, iqama is called out in his left ear. Azan has already been given in his life. All he is waiting for now is salat. Wa ta'khiru salat ila al-mamat. That salat is then performed when he is dead now. He says, Dalilun, this is a sign. It's an indication. Anna mahyahu yasiru, that life is so very short. Kama bayna al-adhani wa salat, just as the time between azan and salat. So short is our life. How much of our life has already gone? How much time between azan and salat has already elapsed? All we are waiting for now is the imam to stand in front. Nothing more we are waiting on from that nasib and that portion that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gifted to us. How much value are we showing to it? How much love do we really have for it? Are we giving it justice? Are we doing what we actually have to do with those small portions in our lives that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us? What portion of our life has already gone already? We are waiting on salat. Salat time is so very close now. Just as the poet, he says it. What are you and I then to do? Indeed, as the days go by, as the seconds tick off the clock, and we look around us, we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to wake us from our slumber. Allah is shaking the earth from all sides and from all directions, trying to wake up the hearts of the believers again. Don't forget this nasib, don't forget this portion at all. From all directions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to wake us up, that we are in a pit of slumber, that we are asleep. Every single thing is passing by. We haven't even recognized it. We haven't even grasped anything from it as yet. Nothing with our lives we have done. Sometimes when it is we look at our lives, we see how hollow it is. It's all about just work alone. When it comes to spirituality, when it comes to going closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's only a few minutes of the day. Hardly any of it. What are we doing with this nasib? What are we doing with this portion of life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gifted to us? Today we get a few things in this world, a few items we have, and we start to look around and we start to scoff at this one and we start to think that we are better than that one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks us in the Quran, he says, O humanity, هَلْ أَتَى عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينٌ مِّنَ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. That, O human being, you were such an individual who were living. However, there was a point in time in your life that no one spoke about you. No one knew about you at all. No one said a single word about you. We brought you into this world. We gave you all of these things that you are benefiting from now. And now you think that you are somebody in this world. You think that you have such heights, you have reached to such pedestals in this life now. When one human being give us one thing, when it is we are down and when it is we are out, when it is we are in need, if one person brings a check for us and says, utilize this for your benefit, then from now until we die, we feel that we are indebted towards this person. Because when I was in need, this person assisted me and this person helped me. Anything that this person asks for, we feel that we have to do it. Natural human tendency. From this morning, from Fajr Salat until now, how much have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given to us? How much have we benefited from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do we think that we are indebted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How much more are we indebted towards Him? One king is living. He says towards his people who are under him, he says, I have 80 rubies with me. I would like that you all destroy each and every single one of them. These men, they say to the king that these things, they are so expensive, that why will we want to destroy these things for? Why will we want to get rid of it for? The king, he says, okay. He says, call Ayaz for me. Ayaz is brought in the court of the king. The king says to Ayaz, he says, I have 80 rubies. I would like that each and every single one of them be destroyed. Ayaz, without even giving a second thought, whether it's worth plenty or whether it's not worth anything at all, every single one of them is destroyed. All of these people, all of these intellectuals, they come to Ayaz and they say to Ayaz that these things are so expensive. How come you can destroy them with such ease? He says, because the love for the divine, the love for the order of this king have become more beloved to me than whatever I think has been right. Ulama mentioned when narrating the story that today we claim to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. And every single umur, every single command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before we actually do it, we must weigh the pros and cons of it. What kind of love do we really have for Allah then? We have to think, whether is this going to be beneficial to me? And when people are going to laugh at me, what's going to happen to me if it is I were to do this particular action? Allama mentioned, Ayaz has given us a lesson that when it is we claim with our tongues to love someone, indeed our amals must show it as well. There must be some sign of it. And one sign of it is the taat and the obedience towards this person. Similarly, we claim to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't let our tongues speak at all. Let our hearts do the talking. Are we really in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from morning until night? Don't let our tongues speak, let our hearts do the talking. Are we in real obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Our life is shriveling by. It's going by so very, very fast. How much are we using and how much are we utilizing this small nasib and this small portion in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, Man khafa adlaja. He says, whosoever fears, he sets out early. Waman adlaja balaghal manzila. And whosoever sets out early, he reaches his destination. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was speaking to the Arabs. And at that time that he was speaking to them, there were a group of people who in the early morning they will come out. And they will loot and they will rob the people who are traveling by night. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says to the companions, he says, Man khafa, whosoever fear these people, then set out on your journey early. Adalaja, leave your house early, start on your journey early. Because if it is you start on your journey early, balagh al manzila, you are going to reach to your destination with ease, you are going to reach with safety, you are going to reach with serenity. However, if you wait, then these people, they are going to meet you on the way. And what is going to happen? We really don't know what's going to happen, whether it is they are going to loot you. Similarly as well, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's given us a comparison towards this world and the akhirat as well. That if it is we want to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sometimes we think in our minds that we are going to start tomorrow. We are going to start when we reach this age. When it is I get great, then it is I'm going to start being obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't know if the imam is going to stand for salat now or whether he's going to stand for salat tomorrow. Azan has already been called. We don't know at all. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, Adalaja, start your journey now. Start it now. Ala inna sil'atallahi ghaliya. He says, certainly, that provisions that are with Allah, the commodities that are with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are ghal, they are very, very expensive. One sheikh, he is traveling. And while traveling, he is going over a bridge from one side to another. And while he is going over this bridge, there was another bridge that was built some years ago. The people who are traveling with him, he says, look for a few moments. He says, those people who built that first bridge, those architects, those people with that great mind, those great intelligence, at the moment of constructing and building that bridge, in their minds, they never ever thought that it would have been a better bridge than that somewhere along. They thought that this would have been the best. Nothing could exceed this. Today, another bridge is built, far better than that one. That the architects of this bridge, they think that nobody can build a bridge that is better than this one. He says similarly as well, when it is we look at Akhirat, Akhirat is on the end of time. He says when it is a few years, we can't even understand and comprehend the advancements that are made with regards to things that we can't see. He says, how then can we understand the greatness of Jannah then? When today is new technology, tomorrow it's old, how can we ever understand the greatness of Jannah then? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, Ala inna sil'ata Allahi ghaliya. Those things that are with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are so expensive, we can't even fathom it, we can't even understand it. Ala inna sil'ata Allahi al-jannah. That provision that is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is Jannah, it is paradise. And that is what each and every single one of us, we are working here towards. We are working towards that Jannah. We are working towards paradise. We are working to get those gardens in which when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he went on Mi'raj and he met Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ibrahim alayhi salam, he told him that the plains of garden, they are virgin lands. Nothing's on it. However, they are such lands that are very, very fertile. For every single subhanallah that you see, a tree is planted for you. Every single alhamdulillah you see, a tree is planted for you. Every single Allahu Akbar you see, a tree is planted for you. Every single la ilaha illallah that you see, a tree is planted for you. This is our ultimate goal. This is what we are working towards. When it is we examine our lives now, when it is we look at what has passed in our lives, how many trees have we planted in paradise? How much have we planted in this world, though? How much effort is paid towards the building of our house in this world? How much effort is paid towards the building of our house in Akhirat, though? What are we doing with that naseeb? What are we doing with that peace, that little portion that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, the two favors, two jewels, to things that are extremely valuable have been given towards humanity. He says, ni'matani mabghunun feehima kathirun minan nas. They have been given towards humanity. They have it with them some point in their lives. He says, humanity, however, with regards to these two things in which they are given in their lives, when they have it, they don't see the value of it. When it's taken and grabbed from them, the whole reality is now opened up now. He says the first of them is that of as-sihha, that of good health. Today we run around. Today we are happy. We are able to walk long distances. We are able to do so much with our health at this point in time in our lives that sometimes we don't see the value of it. The day we are sick and the day we are lying flat on bed, though, is the day we start to lament and it's the day we start to think, oh, if I had good health, I would have done such and I would have done such. But you actually had it in your life. What did you do with it in your life? It was part of you. You had it in your life. What did you do with that sihad? What did you do with that good health that you once had? How did you spend it? Was it spent in the obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Was it spent in the disobedience towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How was that good health that you had? How was it actually spent? And the second of them is that of al-faragh, that of free time. That in our life sometime we have free time, and instead of doing constructive things with it, instead of doing something with it that is going to be beneficial for us in Akhirat, we waste our free time. Until our lives, it becomes so busy. Until our lives, it becomes so occupied that we start to lament and we start to think, you know, when it is I was like this, I could have done that. I could have learned to read Quran. I could have come to the masjid for salat. I could have done this and I could have done that. There are so many people who we live among, so we hear these statements emanating from their mouths, saying towards the youth that please don't waste your youth like how we wasted it, that we had the opportunities to learn Quran, yet still we didn't do a single thing with our life. Let us not make the same mistake. As intelligence, when it is, we look for a definition for it. Intelligence is the ability to understand something and to learn from the experiences of other people. These people, sometimes they tell us that they did such and such in their lives. Let us take a lesson from it. Let us not waste it. Indeed, the good health that we have, indeed, when we were to walk through the aisles of the hospital, so many people are going to tell us. So many people are going to point it towards us. Do this instead. Be obedient to Allah instead. Oh, how I wish that I can put my head on the ground for sajda. Oh, how I wish that I can do so much with my life now. Now they are in a state of regret. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is pointing out to us, you don't have to be in a state of regret. You don't have to be in a state of lament. You don't have to be in a state of only saying, oh, rather take advantage of it while it is you have it. While it is you have these jewels in your hands, understand that there is great value that can be obtained to it. Not when it's touched, not when it's seized, not when it's taken from you. Now it is you are thinking, oh, I could have invested it. I could have done so much with it. And you are starting to regret now. You indeed had the opportunity in your life. Indeed, our life is going by so fast. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to wake us up. That when it is we look around, we see so much destruction happening on the face of this earth. Let us take lessons from it that we can change our lives. That we become a little more obedient towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because as just as the poet he said, Azan has already been called, all we are waiting for now is the time for Salah to be performed. We don't know when it is that Imam is going to stand up to lead that Salah. So therefore we need to take advantage of the few minutes that we have in our lives yet. Let us make some change towards the taat and towards the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us make some sort of preparation. Let us start our journeys early so that we can accumulate plenty, so that when we go towards the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have something to show for it. I hope through these few words that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He blesses us and He accepts us. He gives us the reality of the shortness of this life. I hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives us the reality of the small portion of this world that we have left, and that we not waste a single second of it, rather we prepare for it. I hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He blesses us and He accepts us, and He allows us to enter into Firdaus.